Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 2 Samuel chapters 7 to 9. God always performs what he promises. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 and 13 like this. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you who will come from your body and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. When the land of Israel had a time of relative peace and rest from the surrounding enemies who were vanquished earlier, King David turned his attention to the Ark of God, which was still housed inside 10 curtains, and expressed his desire to the prophet Nathan that he wanted to build a temple for God. However, God only gave his son Solomon the privilege of building the house of God, since David was more of a fighter than a builder all his life. In the end, Solomon erected the temple from materials which his father David had prepared beforehand. Context: Irving Jensen in his book 1 and 2 Samuel makes the following inference. David represents Christ in his suffering and victory over the great enemy. Solomon represents Christ in his glory after the sufferings and the conflicts are finished. The church, which is the true temple of God, having Christ for its chief cornerstone, will be manifest in the last day. Now in the church's days of suffering and conflict, the materials are being prepared for this glorious building for God. During this communication, God also revealed to Prophet Nathan an unconditional covenant which he would make with David. The first provision of the Davidic covenant was that David would have a son for whom God would establish a kingdom forever. This covenant promised that David's house, his kingdom, and his throne would be established forever, and that his own descendants would sit upon the throne. The immediate and primary reference is to God's blessing upon and the direction of Solomon in his building of the temple and his rule over the people of God. But the writer of the book of Hebrews quotes this verse as being fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God in the highest sense. David's dynasty has been interrupted since the Babylonian captivity, but it will be restored when Christ, the seed of David, returns to reign over all the earth. David wanted nothing more in life than to build a temple for God, but his request was denied by God. However, this crushing denial was followed by a stunning word of promise that God would establish his kingdom as well as build him a house. Let us remember that God's promise was realized even during the time of his son Solomon. This is part of the prayer that King Solomon made during his dedication of God's temple that we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 15. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. Today Christians are the house of God built and ruled over by Jesus Christ, the Son of David. There can be no doubt that God always performs what he promises. In a world of uncertainty and fickle-minded people, we can trust in a faithful God who always keeps his promises. When troubles invade our lives, we can be assured that God's promises are certain and God is always true to his promises. As we read the words of Apostle Paul, penned in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 20 to 22 like this. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.